Good morning. This is Abby with your daily Berlin briefing for Friday, August 25th, 2017. Federal Minister of the Interior, Thomas de Maizière, has rejected concerns against the controversial face detection pilot project at Südkreuz. During a visit to the train station, he said that the criticism from data protection activists is based on faulty information. The new technology would not additionally save data from aloof people. It would only be checked if the persons are on a search list. If there is a match, then the data from the person would be saved and hopefully the individual would be arrested. De Maizière thinks it is the right thing to test the efficiency of the system. It was designed to find dangerous criminals and is not targeted at petty shoplifters. De Maizière's statement is going into a different direction than the criticism of data protection activists. As reported previously on Berlin Briefing, according to the organization Digital Courage, far more data is collected in the pilot than the test persons were told. This is why Federal Delegate of Data Protection Andrea Vosshoff is voting for a temporary halt of the test. She demands that test persons should sign a new agreement with a more transparent description of the collected data. The future of Air Berlin is still unknown, but the Lufthansa subsidiary Eurowings is searching for crews for additional aircraft. Pilots, co-pilots, and flight attendants are sought on the website, stated a spokesman on Thursday in Cologne. In a first phase, 200 pilots and 400 flight attendants will be hired, which is reported to be manpower enough for approximately 20 additional aircraft. Eurowings has not released information about the origin of the 20 additional planes, but they could be part of the 33 jets that were leased from Air Berlin earlier this year. Currently, they are flown by Air Berlin crews, who would have to reapply should the jets transition to Eurowings. The job descriptions for the pilots favor job experience, whereas the attendant jobs are limited to 24 months and exclusively directed at entry-level individuals. This confirms the concerns of a spokesperson of the Verdi Workers Union, who said to RBB on Friday that someone who has been working for over 20 years at Air Berlin, who has to apply at a junior level, faces an immense income cut. Verdi wants to prevent this in negotiations with Lufthansa. Police have arrested a 35-year-old suspect after he broke into an apartment in Prenzlauer Berg on Wednesday evening. According to police data, around 8 p.m., four American tourists were on the way to their holiday apartment at the Corinnenstrasse and recognized a backpack as one of their own, being carried by one of two men. It contained a laptop, a digital camera, and a handbag from the apartment. The tourists approached the two men about the backpack, and they were able to wrestle it from the alleged burglars, who then fled. A 35-year-old suspect was arrested by police at Alexanderplatz after two men from the tourist group had pursued him and relayed his location to the authorities. Police have found traces of force at the apartment door, and further investigations identified a 32-year-old man as an alleged accomplice. The investigation is continuing. The conservative politician Jens Spahn has taken offense at the constant use of English in Berlin, and in particular by native speakers of German, which, he argues, has relegated the German language to secondary status in the nation's capital. In a guest essay that appeared Thursday in the weekly newspaper Die Zeit, the politician tore into, quote, elitist hipsters. CDU member Spahn has already complained earlier this month that many waiters in Berlin restaurants and bars only speak English, and he takes issue with Germans who speak to personnel and to one another in English as well. In his view, this behavior does not show cosmopolitanism, but, quote, provincial self-dwarfishness. In his view, using English does a disservice to migrants who devote time and energy to learning German. Mr. Spahn is also concerned that hearing English constantly makes Germans feel alienated from their homeland. To stay updated on local Berlin news every weekday, subscribe to our podcast by visiting berlinbriefing.de, follow us on Twitter and Facebook, or enable our Alexa skill. And if you like what we are doing, support us by telling your friends, send us feedback, and rate us on iTunes. Berlin Briefing will be back on Monday. Thanks for listening.